is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you. Oh, hey, Wayne, let me turn your mic on. That would help, wouldn't
it? Hello. It's Wayne.
Hey, yes, Wayne with us here. Thank you for coming in tonight. Of course, Mark is off for the entire week, and so our wonderful co-hosts will be here all week long. We are going to be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and the Saturday following Christmas. So for the rest of the week, as we normally are, all six nights, we are here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. I want to start things out here. We'll talk about the banks here in a moment, but I want to start things out with an update. And I guess it's fairly positive from Carlos Miller. Now, Wayne, are you familiar with Carlos Miller at all?
No, I'm not.
He is a photographer, and he was arrested back in Miami. In fact, his story is, there's a little summary of it here, a multimedia journalist who was arrested by Miami police after taking photos of them against their wishes, in public, I might add, a clear violation of his First Amendment rights. Since that arrest in 2007, he's been fighting a lengthy battle against the state of Florida to prove his innocence. Recently, a jury acquitted him of disobeying a police officer and disorderly conduct, but convicted him of resisting arrest without violence. He said he was appealing the conviction, and so there's news about that. And we can get back into the details of the story, but it was one of those situations which are becoming commonplace in this country where somebody's in the streets, they have a camera, something's happening with the police, they decide, in this case he's a professional journalist, but it doesn't matter, as long as you've got a camera and you're in public, you should be able to photograph what the police are doing. So this guy is taking pictures of, I think, what was a car accident or some sort of scene with the police, and they didn't like that very much, and so they surrounded him. And you can see the top portion of his website here, Wayne, is that one of the pictures that he took where the police got their hands on their guns as though the man with the camera is somehow a threat.
Wielding a deadly weapon.
Right, and they're
surrounding him. It actually is a deadly weapon for some of them.
It's deadly to their sense
careers.
Of legitimacy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not deadly to their careers because it doesn't really matter in most cases. Even if you catch these guys red-handed, they still keep their jobs. Sometimes they'll get fired, like in the case of the BART shooting where the cop executed the guy on the ground, and that was recorded by three or four different people. There are some occasions where they will get fired based on photographic evidence. But in this case, he's got good news. Carlos Miller says, I fought the law and I won. Almost 9 months after filing my appeal, I received notice this weekend that I was victorious. The fact that I prepared my appeal pro se makes the victory that much sweeter. A three-judge panel determined there were errors both in my conviction and my sentencing. The panel reversed both with directions for me and, rather, for me to be tried again before a different judge. In other words, they realized that Judge Jose L. Fernandez allowed his personal bias to affect my trial, including how he allowed the prosecutor to use my blog against me, even though I didn't even launch the blog until after my arrest. And how he, and by the way, his blog is great. It's carlosmiller.com, called Photography is Not a Right, not a Crime. Mm-hmm. It's a First Amendment right. And he catalogs story after story of people that were in similar situations and are in similar situations as he, people who are having video cameras photographic cameras that are having them confiscated and being harassed by the police. So if you want to see just endless reams of stories that are just outrageous violations of the freedom of the press, CarlosMiller.com is one of the premier places to go.
Not to mention all the citizens now who have cameras right in their cell phones.
Yeah.
And, of course, all of these hidden cameras now, whether they're sunglasses or whatever, I just don't see it going away. I think they're trying to squelch it, but I think that it might even be there might be a pushback here where more people start doing it.
I hope so, because it came in handy for me over the weekend. The videos posted over at freekeen.com, we encountered this busybody from Massachusetts as we were coming back. We were coming back because we'd gone to Massachusetts. Me and a few of the other Liberty activists here in Keene made a two-hour drive down to Massachusetts to go to the IMAX theater to see Avatar. And on the way back, we went to stop off at a gas station to fill up for the trip back. And there was this situation that – we'll get back to Carlos in a moment. There's a situation that was brewing there underneath the gas area, where one guy was being yelled at by this woman, this Harridan, who was just in his face and very obnoxious and just being terrible. And so I was, as I was pumping the gas, just standing there taking all this in, and it came to my, it was clear that she was complaining to him because he'd cursed. He'd used the F word in public. I guess he was there with his friend. His friend was still in the car, and they were having a conversation, and one of the words he used, because, you know, they're friends, they use these words, he used the F word. And she was very upset by it, so upset that she got in his face, and he told her to just, hey, back off, lady, you know, this is none of your business, go away, leave us alone. And so she picks up her phone and calls the police, because the guy used the F word in public. And the police actually ended up coming out. Now, what's interesting is normally in a situation like that, I would ask somebody, hey, do you want us to stay here and, you know, keep an eye on things? I didn't even have a chance to ask that. The guy noticed that we were paying attention, and he looked over at us and asked us, hey, would you guys mind sticking around? And, of course, well, yeah, that's why we're here in New Hampshire, to stick around for crap like this.
He knew who he asked. Huh?
Right. So we pulled out. We got finished up the gas and pulled over to, you know, parked elsewhere, and he came over and parked. And the cops actually didn't take too long to show up. Cop shows up, gets out of his car, and comes over to the guy and starts talking to him. I walk up immediately and inform them that I'm recording. He says, what's that? And I said, you're being recorded. No, I'm not. And I said, yes, you are. You know, and I'm paraphrasing what happened. He said, well, this is New Hampshire. You have to have my consent. I said, no, I don't. This is New Hampshire and freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Basically, I stood my ground and he backed down.
Did you tell him you were press?
No.
No.
I just told him that I was recording him. And he backed down. And then later on, he was all nicey-nice and started asking us questions. We were talking about Keene. I guess he used to be out here. And you can see the whole video over at freekeene.com. But I guess we're fortunate that we've got it easy here in New Hampshire compared to a lot of other places where that cop might, if we were in Miami where Carlos was, that cop might have taken me down to the ground and taken me in. And in fact, Carlos points out that he's already served his sentence, which included a year's probation, 100 hours of community service, and several sessions of anger management class.
Oh, boy.
So, despite the fact that now he, on appeal, has had the conviction reversed, he's already served the sentence. He points out that the reversal is significant, however, because I was arrested again for taking pictures of cops while I was still on probation. Yep, you read right. I hadn't mentioned the second arrest on my blog because I didn't want it to interfere with a pending appeal. It's completely irrelevant, but once you've experienced a biased judge, you get pretty jaded. Fortunately, the panel of circuit court judges stuck to the actual law when making its decision. Here are some excerpts from the appellate decision. The decision is posted below the blah, 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 blah. Anyway, at the trial, Miller testified in his own defense. During cross-examination, the court allowed the state, over objection, to question Miller about the contents of a blog created by him several months after the incident. In the blog, Miller questioned police tactics across the country. In some postings, officers were referred to as Gestapo or Nazis, and I think rightly so. Additionally, the state was permitted to question Miller concerning an article he wrote over a year after his arrest in which he expressed negative opinions about the police and discussed police brutality in Los Angeles. Despite bare attempts to link Miller's comments to testimonial bias, the state placed Carlos Miller's abstracted comments on trial. His comments, admitted for the limited purposes of impeachment, ultimately became evidence of his guilt. It's constitutionally impermissible for a trial court to impose a sentence based upon a defendant's assertion of innocence before, during, and after a trial. As evidenced by the sentencing colloquy, the trial court's concern in large part was for the real heroes at Arlington, for Miller's supporters, and for Miller's shocking lack of remorse. Miller says, you might remember that in handing me a harsher sentence than sought by the state, Judge Fernandez stated the following, making it clear that I was being punished not just for photographing cops against their wishes, but for blogging about it. And this is what the judge in this case said. So this isn't the judge that that he had appealed to. It was the first judge that convicted him, saying, I can't imagine why you thought this situation was worth getting arrested for. I can't imagine for the life of me. Referring to the original incident in which Carlos was photographing just a situation on the street where the police had pulled someone over or were dealing with somebody in public. And the judge goes, I can't imagine why you would have gotten arrested for this. Well, maybe it's because he believes that he's a free man and a free journalist. Maybe he thinks that he's free to cover something that's going on in the streets.
Well, the judge has a few more words, as does Carlos. We'll share those in moments, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for your free daily dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com. So we're sharing the story of Carlos Miller here from CarlosMiller.com. Great blog site. It's one of my favorites because it's just, well, it's so bad. I mean, not the blog itself, but the content is so bad. It's just consistently awful in that he's always sharing story after story, day in, day out, of photographers and videographers being harassed and arrested by the police. It's becoming a regular occurrence. Maybe it always has been a regular occurrence, but I think you're right, Wayne. We were talking during one of the breaks about how things seem to be getting worse over time, more tyrannical over time. At the very least, we certainly know more now about these things when they happen because of great resources like Carlos's blog that bring it all together into the same place. But he's updating us on the case that started his blog, which is his case. Out of Miami, Florida, he's a professional photojournalist. He was on the streets when something was going down with the police. He decided to start snapping photos, as is his job. That's what he does. So the cops didn't like that very much. They ended up arresting him. A couple of the charges he was found not guilty on, but was convicted on one of them. The news is, upon appeal, his conviction has been overturned. So that's good news, but it doesn't really mean very much because, well, he's already paid he's already done the sentence. He's already done the community service and all of the other stuff that he was sentenced to do. But what he's sharing with us here, and he's going to give us the details on his second arrest. We'll put that off until later because we want to get to some phone calls here. But I just want to finish the statement from the judge. This is what the judge told him at his trial where he was convicted. So this isn't the appeals court. This is the first judge that convicted him. Saying, I can't imagine why you thought this situation was worth getting arrested for. I can't imagine for the life of me. I don't know if you think you're some kind of hero or something like that, but if you want to see a hero, go visit Arlington, all right? I don't think any of those people that are back here are those people that are giving you the thumbs up on your blog. If I were to sentence you to jail, none of those people would volunteer to go in there and serve time with you. They might say they would, but I guarantee you they wouldn't. I'm shocked at your lack of remorse. You should be sorry for daring to take pictures of the police in public.
Good translation.
Isn't it? It's just the attitude.
It's disgusting. It's pathetic.
The hubris of these people. I can't imagine why you thought this was worth getting arrested for. Well, maybe he didn't think he was going to get arrested.
Right, because at one time the press was better protected by the legal system because they were the press. And, of course, now the press is a little has expanded with the new media, of course. But I'm seeing more and more stories like this where members of the press are getting beaten and
absolutely
taking the cameras away. You didn't see that 20 or 30 years ago. It may have happened in some isolated situations, but not like today.
It's outrageously, it's happening consistently. And Carlos continues, he says, I'm not really sure what happens now, but I'm assuming the ball is in the hands of the state attorney's office on whether or not they want to continue to pursue this matter. Unlike the first time around, it would only be a trial for resisting arrest without violence, along with the obstructing traffic citation. And unlike the first time around, I'll not take the witness stand, forcing them to have to prove my guilt without resorting to bringing up irrelevant evidence, such as my blog. And speaking of having to go to trial on a charge of resisting arrest without violence, he'll tell us about his second arrest here in moments. First, let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Sean is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
A geographical organization, but I was going to make a comment since I was listening to your story about the blog.
Yes, sir.
Because I've certainly experienced some of that in my life. There is a precedent, you know, when police officers say you can't film me because of privacy, there are legal precedents that exist where law enforcement does not have the same privacy expectation that a private citizen does. You know, they're just like an elected official or a movie star. So that's an important legal concept when dealing with that type of harassment. Just, you know, I was going to share that from my personal experience.
Yeah, well, it's true. They certainly are more public figures than the average person. However, you probably aren't going to get away with photographing them through the windows of their house too well.
Nor would you want to.
Yeah, they're not as
cases.
They're not as public as
not in private life in the course of their public,
right?
You know, duties,
right? Yeah, you'd think it was cut and dry, but that won't stop them from taking you, putting metal bracelets on you, and putting you in a cage.
Oh yeah, they do whatever they want to do. Then you just have to, you know, you have to fight the battle. I mean, which is one of the reasons why I was talking about geographic organization, because I was born a free man. I'm going to die a free man. And the reality of living free in this country is that it costs the free person more resources and more time to live free, because you're constantly subjected to this type of stuff right here. So people use coercion upon you, whether it's government, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's a democratic vote at a local, state, or federal level. And then the free person, just in the course of living a free life, is subjected to it, and it has to mount the time and the resources to just be free.
Yep. It's not easy. It's not an easy road.
No, it's not. So, you know, you guys are up in, you know, up there around the Free State Project, which is a geographical organization type of project.
Yes.
And, you know, the objective there is a state level. And I'm a huge fan of it at a local level, because a local level can mount an immediate result, because most of the BS when we're talking about law enforcement, whether we're talking about permits, licensing, property taxes, any, you know, virtually all of that is dealt with at the local level. I mean, there's very little state or federal enforcement.
No one is preventing. You mentioned the Free State Project. It's a movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people that are converging on the same geographic region, which is New Hampshire. You're correct about that, but there's nothing preventing any of those folks from self-organizing and saying, hey, you know, let's focus on this area. And I think the Free Keene website, that's my blog site. It's a multi-user blog at freekeene.com. One of the purposes of Free Keene is to draw more free state movers to one particular area by promoting all of the wonderful activism that is happening in this one area, in hopes that more people will come here. So I think to some extent we do have focuses on very specific areas within New Hampshire. I mean, you can come here and move wherever the hell you want to. Some people are moving to little towns like Grafton, and some people are moving to the state capital because they really enjoy the stuff that goes on there. Others are moving to the biggest city, and there's a fair amount that are moving here to little old Keene because they're pretty excited by what's happening here. I think that, you know, we may very well have the first free city here.
Well, and that's just, you know, like I said, it's what was on my mind. I want to continue to advocate it, because if you're, for instance, we talk about the Federal Reserve and this huge federal campaign to repeal legal tender laws and introduce competing currencies. Well, let's break that down to a local level.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. In fact, if you got more to say, you're welcome to hang on, okay? Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including our shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken time to send us their validated photo or video to show their listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved over there. Become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing, founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slor, who live beneath Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. Find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com. As we go back to Sean in Florida, Sean, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were making some comments about banks or something like that before we went away. Can you go ahead and recap that?
Yeah, I was starting to just, I was talking about making a local comparison to the Federal Reserve. We talk about solutions to the Federal Reserve like repealing legal tender laws, introducing competing currencies. As we can see just by the 1207 legislation, this is a huge federal battle. People know it. We're at a local level, again, liberty-minded people are able to monopolize at a local level. The only thing you need Federal Reserve notes for is to pay government. So if you're in a local community and you eliminate the need to pay government in Federal Reserve notes to get permission in whatever various forms they currently require, then you don't need Federal Reserve notes. Then you have a distinct economic advantage in your local community because you just eliminated this government overhead, and you can start producing stuff in this community.
You know,
and let capitalism work again.
We had Karen call in a couple weeks back on, I think it was our Saturday show, to tell us about Del Valle Silver, which she has come up with. She actually bought a banner ad on freetalklive.com just recently, delvalleysilver.com. She has put together an organization that is working with local businesses to start introducing silver as an option for their customers as far as paying in silver and getting change in silver and that kind of thing. Sort of similar to the Liberty Dollar to some extent, but without the values, just doing it in ounces of silver. And she's got that rolling, and it looks like it's working. She actually sent me payment for the banner ad on our website in the form of 8 ounces of silver. So she... and it looks great. They've got their own minted silver piece with DelValleySilver.com on it and a picture of Delaware and the Delaware Valley. And so what you're talking about is already being done to some extent. I think it's a great idea.
You know, if you think about
it. Well, no, it has been, you know, the Liberty Dollar's been out there. I mean, Liberty's not new. It's been around. But since the Ron Paul campaign, you guys are talking about this story down south. I mean, that stuff's been going on. I've experienced it. The only thing that's different is more liberty-minded people are more better networked now thanks to the Ron Paul campaign. We've had the opportunity to meet each other through that campaign and start talking about and promoting our liberty agenda.
Yeah, there's also a lot of people that have been stuck with the Elephant Club or the Donkey Club that have woken up, too. But if you think about it, the Federal Reserve System is a way for a handful of people to suck all the wealth and resources out of local communities. It, just like, and so is the corporatization of America with all the big box stores. They take the money from a local community and it gets sent to a central location. So by having local currencies, it will keep the money in the local community on Main Street rather than Wall Street. And that's really what we're debating here in many cases.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with that. I mean, my only point is that if you get rid of, you know, the only reason businesses take Federal Reserve notes, because they can take whatever they want. They take credit cards. That's why credit cards are successful. Businesses take them. But if you eliminate the need to pay government and Federal Reserve notes, you can get in a free community. You can start producing stuff in that community at a distinct economic advantage, and you don't even have to deal with this whole, you know, decade-long campaign and ideological battle against central economic planning versus competing currencies.
It would be far easier to do that. I completely agree that it'd be far easier to implement these things on a local level and just forget about the feds rather than trying to change the federal government. They are so entrenched, there's no way that little old Ron Paul is going to be able to do anything successfully against the Federal Reserve, its bankers, and its political buddies up there in D.C. I completely agree with you. So my question, I guess, Sean, is are you a Free State Project participant?
You know, I'm not, and I'd be more than happy to articulate clearly why.
Yeah, please do.
When we use the word liberty, it's a very broad word, you know, because there's... I think I've seen Ian in a video before, and I think I've heard Ian mention the non-aggression principles, which I'm very fond of, and like the Mises Institute. But when you use the word liberty, I mean, we have a broad palette of people that fall under that word. I mean, you know, we have the statist, mini-archist debates all throughout our communities, you know, on many issues. So when you take something like the Free State Project, you know, it has a very broad palette. They're trying to target a state level. You know, are the numbers going to be there? They haven't been there yet. You know,
are the numbers going to be there for what?
There. Well, to be successful, I mean, I'm down here in a warm climate.
We've already had more
climate,
success. Sean, we've already had more success in a handful of years than the Libertarian Party has had in 3 decades. There are 4 Free State Project members that are participants that are actual member representatives in the state government. So already we've had hundreds of people make the move from all over the place, and I'm a Florida native, so I know exactly what it's like to move from Florida after having lived there for decades and then come up to the Northeast. And it's doable. You know, we've got heat up here. So, yeah, it is cold, but as long as you're not – there were some guys that were working – as long as you're not working outdoors in the middle of the winter time, then you probably aren't going to be too bothered by it. So we've already had success, And we're going to have more as more people start arriving here and getting active. We've got the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance from the political side of things that's out there doing some amazing work that is just impossible to do down in Florida because you just don't have – there aren't enough people in the Libertarian Party to do what's happening in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That's not even including what the Libertarian Party's doing up here. And there's a lot going on politically, but there's also civil disobedience. And if you've been listening to this show, you know some of the things that have been going on, like the cannabis events that have been happening over the last few months that happened for weeks straight, people smoking cannabis in public. There have been other examples of civil disobedience. So it seems to me that even though the Free State Project hasn't actually completed in that it hasn't reached 20,000 participants yet, the early movers have already had a greater effect here than the Libertarian Party has had all across the country, or the RLC has had, or any of the other liberty-oriented options that are out there around the country. And I challenge anybody to deny that.
I wasn't really seeking to take any credit away from there. But again, here, let's say I relocate up there. You know, I'm just going from one battle to another because it's not living free. I'm a fan of, for instance, the Free State Project doesn't really espouse any narrow political ideology. They just use the word liberty.
Well, no, what they say in the statement of intent. Well, point of information here, Sean. Let me correct you. The statement of intent makes it clear that the Free State Project participants agree that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So that's what the statement of intent is between their members.
I'm a subscriber to the non-aggression principles. I'm more in favor of organizing geographically at a local level with a bunch of people that subscribe to the non-aggression principles.
Which is why I would suggest that you go to FreeKeen. That's why I would suggest that you go to FreeKeen.com and learn more about what's happening here in Keene, because there are a number of people that don't agree with the Free State Project's statement of intent. They would rather have zero government, full voluntary society. And they are, a lot of them, a lot of voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists are converging on the Keene area because that's just where people are coming to, because that's the kind of thing they are looking for. They are looking for exactly what it is you're talking about. And I would love to have people come up here and engage in a property tax revolt. So I think what you're looking for is actually here. Maybe you're just not aware of it. So I'd like to invite you to go to freekeen.com and take a look at some of the activism that's going on here. There's 100-plus reasons to move to Keene that you can find there, which lists some of that. And video footage and everything. So please go to freekeen.com. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The people that are moving to Keene tend to be more oriented toward a voluntary society than a minarchist world, or toward a small government. It's just the way it is.
But there's a pretty good contingent in Manchester and Concord that are minarchists who are in the political system.
The Free State Project is mostly minarchist, that is for sure. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Same great Amazon experience that you're used to, the top retailer on the Internet. If you've been there before, you know how great they are. You know the free Super Saver shipping that you get on so many of their brand-new items. But you also probably know they've got used items, too. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do it that way. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering through that link will get Free Talk Live a percentage of the purchase. So, Wayne, we were talking a moment ago with a gentleman about the Free State Project and that he had this misconception that it was only about small government. And yes, the statement of intent for the Free State Project is that I believe that the maximum role of
government, that's the key right there,
is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And so since it says maximum, that means that somebody like me who believes in no coercive government whatsoever can still be a participant in it. And for whatever reason, the people that are more like me of the voluntarist persuasion have been coming to the Keene area. In fact, we have Chris on the line in New Hampshire. Calling from Keene. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Chris. Doing great, man. What's happening tonight?
Oh, well, it's Festivus tonight.
It is Festivus, and there's a shindig going on here in town. It's a great example of how the local activists get together on a regular basis for socializing. We get together weekly for what we call Social Sundays and hang out, and this is obviously a special occasion, right?
And you can socialize without being a socialist.
That's true. What goes on at Festivus?
Right. Oh, well, Festivus is a holiday. It's been around since the 60s, but it was popularized by Seinfeld. And there are some loose traditions about Festivus. It's basically, it's a non-denominational holiday as an alternative to Christmas and Hanukkah, you know, just to kind of get away from the commercialism of it all.
Mm-hmm.
The traditions, there's really three main traditions, and that's the Festivus pole, which is just an aluminum pole instead of a tree. You know, it's very distracting and all.
No lights?
And it's to symbolize life without frills. The second tradition is once dinner has begun, there is, instead of giving presents, there's the airing of the grievances, and you tell everybody at the table how much they've disappointed you over the past year.
Oh, my.
Cool.
And finally, there are the feats of strength, at which someone must wrestle the head of the household and pin them to the ground, or else Festivus is not over.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, are there any food fights involved here?
What's that?
Are there any food fights in the middle of all this airing of grievances? If there's food, aren't there food fights?
Oh, we have no food fights, but we do have a feast. We made a turducken, which is chicken stuffed inside a duck, stuffed inside a turkey.
Really?
And then covered in bacon.
Wow, that's far out.
Wow.
Yep. And, we got all kinds of goodies. Homemade stuffing, mashed potatoes, spice baked sweet potatoes, fried plantains, you know. And there's maybe, 15 of us here right now. We're just having a good time. It's a party.
Of the 15 people, just as in response to the last caller that we had, I mean, you heard him. He was concerned that the Free State Project was too small government for him, that he wanted no government. And I was trying to explain to him that Keene might be a good place for him to look at. Of the 15 people there, I mean, how many of them do you think are minarchists that want small government?
Nick Ryder.
Okay, so one out of the 15, the other 14 would be voluntarist types, you would say?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, so this is an example of the kind of network that is here within the Keene region. It's very highly populated with people that are just sick to death of government of any sort. And while I'm sure that many of them would be pleased to see a small government come about, they want to eliminate coercion and eliminate the threat of force from society entirely.
Yep, absolutely. But the real reason I called, actually, is because I had a very, very interesting week at work.
Do tell.
As a lot of people know, well, I've called him before, I work as a copy repairman, which is a lot cooler than it sounds. So this week at work, I was in school. We go to school every once in a while. It's usually a week long, the class, and we just learn about a different, a new machine to us, at least. I met a fellow who I work with, and I've worked with him for a while. I don't usually interact with the people I work with. I'm very independent. I'm just usually off on the road by myself. Yeah. But we got into talking about guns somehow in the class because, we always just kind of talk about, in between learning. And we were talking about guns, and then from there it kind of snowballed, and I found out that he's pretty libertarian, and he was surprised to hear about all these things that have been going on. Like, he lives up by up north by Lancaster, and he had no idea that Porkfest happened, and he was really excited about the idea.
Wow, that's great.
Also, my teacher actually brought up the 420 events. We were talking about Prohibition, and he mentioned that, and I said, oh, yeah, that's me and my friends. We do that.
That's great.
But the big thing that happened is after I was done with school today, I went out to do calls, and my first call of the day was at the Nashua Prosecutor's Office.
Okay.
As you can imagine, and actually it felt really strange to be able to get through security without having to go through the metal detectors. I just say, hey, I'm from Conway, and they're like, okay, they wave me off, and
nice.
I can go just about anywhere, and people talk like I'm not there. It's great. I'm like a fly on the wall.
Oh, that is so funny.
So they were talking about guns, and one lady was insisting that she feels it's okay if you want to go hunting, but she doesn't feel that people should carry guns for any other reason, and that cops should be the only ones who have a gun.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
And I kind of started to smirk. I thought about saying something. I didn't yet. And then another fella said, well, have you heard of the Free Staters? They like to carry them on their they like to carry them on their hips, and she's like, oh, no, that's terrible. And he's like, have you met any yet? Or have you had to deal with any yet? I think it's what he said. And she's like, no. And he said, oh, you don't want to. Which I thought was really cool because, that means that, well, I don't know what it means, but it's cool anyway that, they just don't want to deal with us. Maybe eventually they'll just,
go away.
Well, they know that free staters are likely to stand up for their rights and not be pushed around.
Videotape them.
Like most people, videotape. And it just shows that, it just goes to show how often these people are talking about us. I mean, we're a significant topic of conversation amongst the bureaucrats.
Absolutely. And then the conversation continued to go on. She asked, you know, aren't they mostly men? And he said, well, actually, I was on their website a couple days ago, and they have something called the Ladies for Liberty. And I thought it was funny that they're, you know, going and looking at the website and learning about us.
Right. They do that on the clock, by the way. They sit and look at freekeen.com, the Free State Project website, while they're on the job.
And little did they know who was sitting right there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, I know. And I thought about chiming in so much, but if I ever went back there, I wouldn't be able to hear about things like this again.
Right.
That's right.
Yep, and there's one more point I wanted to make.
That's amazing.
What? I lost it.
That's all right, though. It's a great story nonetheless, because we know. Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he's real friendly with a lot of free staters, and he spends a lot of time over the Free Keen Forum. There's a thread there about the bureaucrats going after him because he's against the war on drugs, and he's just been cataloging all of the things that have been happening to him and the harassment that he's been subjected to from his coworkers because he cares enough to stand up for freedom. And what they're doing to him, and he points out that he is certain that people are constantly, from within the police department, constantly checking that thread. So I went into Google Analytics, which is the web tracking software that I have for the website, and I pulled up the forum, and I was looking to see, because he asked me, well, what's the number one thread on the forum this past week? And I went and I looked, and sure enough, the number one thread on the forum is Brad Jardis's, or was at that time, maybe it still is, Brad Jardis's hearing thread on the Outside the Keen Area section. And when I drilled down, you can actually, with Google Analytics, you can look and you can see geographic areas where people are coming from. So I drilled down to New Hampshire and I looked, and sure enough, usually Keen is fairly popular as far as the amount of people coming to freekeen.com, but on the Brad Jardis thread, the most people were coming from over in the Epping area, which is where he is employed. So sure enough, there are people that most likely the bureaucrats that are constantly looking at that threat. So again, they don't have anything else to do. There's nothing else exciting apparently going on in their lives. They just have to spend their time talking about us, which is great because it shows that we're relevant.
And actually, that reminds me of what I was going to say earlier. At one point, another attorney came in, and I guess he was a defense attorney, maybe a public defender. And they were, you know, talking like they were, you know, just deciding how the trial was going to go, and they were so apathetic about it. In fact, at one point, the defense said, you know what, I don't really care. So why would you even go with a public pretender? I mean, they honestly have no incentive to care about you.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Yep, they sure don't. Thank you so much for the call and sharing that story. It was great, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you.
Enjoy
Festivus. I'll probably be coming out later on after the show, so see you there.
All right, we'll see you
later. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.